And Starship Sarah, this is Clicks Radio. Welcome back. And in technology news, a security hole has been found in Windows 10 back in March this year, and it now finally has a fix that Microsoft is slowly sending out to computers. The security hole is part of Windows 10 since May last year. So if you're running an older version of Windows 10, what they call 1809 or earlier, you are safe from this security hole. But if you keep your Windows 10 up to date, which you should most of the time do that, you are sort of succumbing to the security hole. How to see what version of Windows 10 you have. It's for all Windows 10 computers. On the keyboard, it's all keyboard here. Press on the Windows button, bottom left-hand corner of the keyboard, the little four little squares, and then type in WINVER and press Enter. A little window will pop up that says what version of Windows 10 you're running. If you're running version 1809 or a lower number, you are safe from this security hole. If you're running 1903 or higher, then you've got to try and worry about this update that Microsoft has finally released after months and months and months of them knowing about the problem. To do that, go to the Start button on the computer, so the Windows logo, click on PC Settings, and then go into Update and Security. From there, you can just get the Windows to update by itself. That should hopefully find the update and solve the problem for you. Also, about this time of year, there's usually the E3 Gaming Expo, but because of the COVID-19 pandemic, things had to be changed. So they cancelled that expo, but people, the companies that were involved are still doing things. And late last week, saw Sony announce their details on their brand new PlayStation 5 coming out later on this year. At this stage, they're due to get released about Christmas time, so nice big Christmas present for somebody with that. One of the games launching with the console will be the brand new Spider-Man Miles Morales game, which is going to be like the PlayStation 4 Spider-Man game. It's going to be an open-world Spider-Man game. So if you want to be Spider-Man, you can be Spider-Man Miles Morales, as opposed to the Peter Parker version from Christmas this year. Also, a brand-new Gran Turismo racing game. There are two versions of the PlayStation 5 that are going to be released at this stage they're planning. One of them will have the DVD or probably the Blu-ray drive, so you can watch Blu-ray movies as well as get your games on Blu-rays from the stores. The other one is going to be the download-only version. So it's sort of like what Xbox was going to have when they first announced it with the Xbox One last time, but they soon changed their idea. This time, Sony have said they're going to have two different versions of the PlayStation 5, one with a disc and one that's going to be download-only. At this stage, no actual release date or price has been announced for the new PlayStation 5. What gets me, though, it comes down to they're going to be releasing a game for the PlayStation 5 eventually, probably next year, that has already been released on the PlayStation 3 and the PlayStation 4. Now, is this a sign of lazy game makers or just trying to get all the money they possibly can out of a program they've had for years and years and years? Grand Theft Auto 5, which got released originally back in 2013, is going to be re-released again either this year or next year for the PlayStation 5. It is just unbelievable. A nearly 7-year-old game, and they're releasing it. No doubt it'll be full price eventually on the PlayStation 5. That's now three versions of the same game. That is becoming a bit of a ridiculous situation we're heading for now with games, if you're sort of into the video gaming world. The other big news so far from last week is Nintendo announced the brand new Paper Mario game. Paper Mario and the Origami King is due for release in July this year for the Nintendo Switch. Another technology news, Apple is looking to be changing the processors for their computers for the first time in nearly 20 years. In 2006, Apple started using the same sort of chips you find in Windows-based computers. Now, doing this allowed them to easily produce computers and parts by using the same parts as normal computers. They could just source things quickly and easily. It also made sort of people able to create their own Apple computers, but it also meant that you could actually run Windows on an Apple computer really, really easily. That's all going to change again. They're going to be moving to their own kind of processors, the same or similar ones to what they're using in the iPhones and the iPads. Now, Apple have said they're going to try and be doing this, possibly doing this, but not going to be changing the way the Apple computers actually work. So if you've bought an Apple computer recently, it's going to be out of date quite soon. They did this last time back in 2006. People who'd been using Apple computers for years and years and years were quite annoyed when they changed from the PowerPC to the Intel chips because all the programs they had used for years on their old Apples stopped working on the new Apple computers unless they managed to install the programs to run them with a program called Rosetta. Now, no doubt they'll do this again with the brand new processors they're going to be doing possibly later on this year. But it does mean if you've bought yourself an Apple computer very recently, chances are it might not last for as many years as it normally would with the way Apple computers normally work. Still to come on today's show, talking about some tips for your Chromebooks or your Windows computers, and also looking at some news from space and the world of science. But right now, let's try that again. But right now, here's Fleetwood Mac on Clicks Radio.